Today, we've got a pretty simple game to play. I'm going to give you some instructions, and you're going to follow them. If you follow along with all my instructions, then you're going to get to come. But if you fail at any of them, then you have to turn this audio off and no touching for at least 12 hours. Got it? Good. It should be pretty easy, right? Let's find out. We can start off nice and simple. Get naked for me. Totally naked. Get that cock out and exposed. Lie on your bed or sit down, but have your hands by your sides for now. Are you all naked and vulnerable for me? Good boy. Ready for the second instruction? You may have started this one already. Get hard for me. I'm going to count down from 20. You've got until I reach 1 to get hard. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Are you hard? If not, turn this audio off. If you are, then well done. You passed my first challenge. And now that cock's nice and hard, we can start having some real fun. What do you want to do right now? Do you want to reach down and wrap your hand around that cock and start stroking hard and fast? Maybe while I moan in your ear, while I suck your cock, while I beg you to stroke and play and come for me. Well, if you wanted all of that, there's loads of audios you could have listened to. But you didn't choose to listen to those audios. You chose to listen to me. And I'm much more of a tease than that. So here's your next challenge. Make a ring with your finger and thumb. Just like you would if you were going to stroke yourself. Your finger and thumb don't need to be touching. There needs to be enough space to fit your cock with a bit of a gap. Now take that ring and place it around the head of your cock. Don't touch it. Just hover it around your head. Is there just a little space between your cock and your fingers? Good. Just how I want it. Here's your next challenge. Don't touch your cock. It's that simple. But you have to keep your finger and thumb hovering over it. So you better hope your cock doesn't throb and twitch too much, or it might twitch onto your fingers. I know this is going to be hard, so I'll give you 5 lives. Each time your cock touches your fingers, you lose a life. If you lose all 5, it's game over. Audio off, no touching, no coming. I'm going to count from 20 again. 5 lives, don't touch that cock. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good boy. Move your hand back to your side. Did you make it with your lives intact? Was it a close call? Do you only have one life left or more? Or do you still have five? Remember how many you have. They're going to come in useful soon. Now, I think it's probably time you got to touch that cock, right? So take one finger and start gently teasing your cock. Work it from the base of your shaft up to your tip, slowly. And back down again. Concentrate on how your cock feels, how your finger creates a trail of pleasure. Keep going, up and down. Now move that finger over the head of your cock, over your tip, picking up that pre-cum that started leaking out, and then back down your shaft. Keep teasing your cock like that for me. Just one finger. Good boy. Do you want more? Okay. You can take your finger and thumb and wrap them around your head, but only if you have three or more lives left. If you only have one or two, then just keep playing with that one finger. The rest of you, wrap your finger and thumb around the ridge of your head and start gently stroking up and down. You can move it up and down your shaft, but focus on your head. Squeeze a little tighter. Up. And down, up, and down. You feel how sensitive your head is. Feel how good it is to run your finger and thumb over your head. Are you leaking pre-cum yet? If you are, wipe it up with your thumb and suck it clean for me. You like tasting your pre-cum, don't you? It somehow makes you even hornier. Everyone else, you keep doing what you're doing. But those of you with four or five lives, let's step it up a gear. Take a finger or your thumb and start rubbing that super sensitive spot right on the underside of your head. You know what I'm talking about. That spot where if you rub it, it makes your back arch and your eyes roll back in your head. That spot where you can rub and rub and rub and it fills your whole body with ecstasy. Rub it gently and feel how much more sensitive it is, how much better it feels, how turned on you're getting. It's such a tease, isn't it? It makes you just want to wrap your whole hand around and stroke, doesn't it? Well, those of you with five lives, you're in luck. Stroke yourself for me. Just at a medium pace. Up and down with your whole hand. The rest of you, keep doing what you're doing. Those with five lives, I want you to stroke and feel the pleasure in your whole cock. Close your eyes and imagine it's my hand stroking you. My soft skin running up and down your shaft. You want that so badly, don't you? I want it so badly too. I'd stroke you and play with your balls with my other hand. I'd edge you and tease you and just make you feel so fucking good. I'd have your cock twitching and pulsing and leaking like never before. So keep stroking. Are you nice and worked up now? Those of you who are stroking probably are. Those of you just trailing one finger over your cock, maybe less so. But here's your next challenge. It's just two simple little words. Get soft. That's right. Just get soft for me. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to get soft. But I'm not going to make it easy for you. In those 3 minutes, I'm going to be sucking your cock. I'm going to suck your head, take you all the way to the base, wrap my lips around your shaft, and get your cock so fucking wet. Even me just saying that is getting you harder. Rather than softer, right? And I haven't even started yet. Well, I'll make it a bit easier for you. At any point in the 3 minutes, you can take your headphones off. But once they're off for the full remaining time. That means you'll miss out on all the rest of me sucking you. How long do you think you need to get soft? 1 minute? 2 minutes? More? I'm going to count down, and I want you to make a note of the audio time. After 3 minutes have passed, you need to be soft, and you need to put your headphones back on. I want you to come back after 3 minutes with a timer as well. Your clock app on your phone, or your watch, or just a clock with a second hand. Something that you can use to time. Got it? Remember, if you're still hard after 3 minutes, it's game over for you. Okay. I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Lick the underside. Do you like that? Good boy. I take all of you. I forgot to say, while your headphones are still on, you feel free to stroke yourself as much as you want, as hard as you want, as fast as you want. But don't get too worked up. You need to get soft for me, remember? I love licking all that pre-cum from your tip. Swelling my tongue around your head. You like a nice, slow, edging blowjob or a hard, sloppy suck? How close are you? You soft yet? Yeah? 10 seconds to go. Get soft for me now. Three minutes are up. You should be soft. And you should have a timer. Here's your next challenge. Stay soft. Stay soft for as long as you can. If you get hard, you can keep listening, but make a note of how long you manage to stay soft. Start the timer. Now. Can you stay soft with my mouth around your cock? Does the sound of me sucking you make you instantly hard? Oh. Take a note of the time. Good boys. Did you make a note of how long you managed to stay soft? Are you still soft? Such good control. Do you want to stroke yourself again? I thought you might want to. Here's what we're going to do. How many seconds did you manage to stay soft for? 20 seconds? 30? 60? Well, I'm going to count down from 60. When I say the number that corresponds to how many seconds you stayed soft for, then you can start stroking. Got it? Good. 60. If you stayed soft for 60 seconds or more, you can start stroking now. Are you one of those good boys with such good control over your cock? 59, 58, 57. Or are your hands still by your sides? Did you get hard as soon as you heard me sucking you? 56, 55, 54, 53. I like it, you know, sucking you. 52, 51, 50. The feel of your cock in my mouth, feeling it pulsing and twitching and throbbing. 49, 48, 47. It makes me feel so powerful. 46, 45, 44, 43, 42. You like giving control to me, don't you? 41, 40. You like what I do with it and how I make you feel. 39, 38, 37. Are you stroking yet? If you are, stroke as fast as you want. I want you worked up. 36, 35. I want you at the edge. 34, 33. I just want your cock to feel so fucking good. 32, 31, 30. Are you worried I'm not going to let you come? 29, 28. Are you excited I might not let you come? 27, 26, 25. Are you worried you might fail one of my challenges and have to take your hands off? 24, 23, 22. Good. I like you worried. I like you a bit scared. I find that's when you're at your horniest. 21, 20. That cock must be leaking so much pre-cum right now. 19, 18. Taste it. 17, 16. I know you want to. 15, 14. Just do it. Taste it for me. 13, 12. I wish I was there to clean it up for you, to wrap my lips around your cock and suck it clean. 11, 10, to suck every drop of cum out of your balls. 9, 8, to milk you and to drain you. 7, 6, you'd like that, wouldn't you? 5. Are you all stroking now? 4. 3. Good boys. 2. 1. 0. Everyone take your hands off. We're now at our penultimate instruction for the day. It's going to be a hard one. You're going to have to make a choice, and the choice you make will decide whether you're coming or not. So choose wisely. Your instruction is to stroke yourself. Just stroke yourself. But don't come. How fast do you have to stroke yourself? Well, that's up to you. And that's your choice. You choose a speed to stroke yourself. And you stick to it. No slowing down. No speeding up. I can't tell you how long this section is going to last, but your next instruction is going to be to come. And you're not going to have long to do it. So choose a speed where you stay close to the edge, but you can't slow down. So choose a speed you can keep going at without coming. Because if you can't stop yourself from coming while stroking at your chosen speed, you have to take your hand off and ruin your orgasm. Okay? So choose wisely. Fast enough to stay on the edge. Slow enough not to push yourself over it. Make your choice now. Start stroking. Whatever pace you're going at, stick to it. No cheating. This is so much fun, having you all stroking and desperate not to come. Desperate to stay on that edge. I hope you chose wisely. I really want you to come for me today. Do you think you picked a good speed? Do you think you can hold out for as long as I need you to? What about if I started sucking you again? I know that me sucking you makes you want to explode, so you better not come yet. I'm not ready for it. I need to taste you some more. So keep stroking that same pace. And don't slow down. And don't cheat. If you feel yourself going over the edge, hands off. Ruin your orgasm. How much longer do you think this is going to go on for? How much longer do you think you can last? Can you feel yourself nearing that edge? Can you feel yourself close to tipping over it? Keep stroking. Such a good boy. If I was really sucking you, how long do you think you would last? With my mouth wrapped around your cock. My tongue licking your tip. Do you think you could hold out for 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Less? I wish we could test it out sometime. Put a bit of a wager on it. Keep stroking and remember to stay close to that edge. Because you may have to come any second. Okay, you better be ready to come because I'm counting down from five. Five. Keep stroking. Four. Get to that edge. Three. You speed up if you need to. Two. You get ready to come. One. I want your come so fucking badly. Zero. Come. Come for me. Come. Fuck yes. Please give it to me. Give me a whole load. I want it so badly. Fuck. Give it all to me. Yes. Come on. Give it all to me. If you haven't come yet, take your hand off. Now, it's game over for you. For the rest of you, that was a lot of fun. I love it when you give control over to me. Thank you for playing and congratulations on winning. I can't wait to play again soon. Bye, boys.